on Feel the Noise. It's time for Ken, Mark, and John to come out of the tunnel and once again form the Sports Authorities right here on the new CKIW Radio 76.
Well, yay, here we are all the way in Studio B, not laundering any of our money because it's just all dirty and sitting in the corner waiting to be pressed.
We're waiting for somebody to feel our noise, though.
Yeah, that's right.
Or it whatever was, you want to feel.
It was a classic, wasn't it? It was a classic throwback. It's like Throwback Tuesday. I mean, when was the last time we felt the noise before? Because we're normally huddled up. So here we are, luckily us.
Out of the tunnel.
That's right. Yeah, really, that's kind of a strange one anyways. Yeah. But we're here for you, John Sarver here in Studio B here at CKIW Radio 76, just below the heliport, which has our CKIW news helicopter, News 76.
In fact, it just flew in with some news about Matt Harvey. We'll get to that in a little bit.
Hell yeah, right, man. However, we are here for you on the Sports Authorities, which we are not bought and paid for by anybody, thankfully.
Donations are accepted.
That's right. We're still waiting, but yeah. So far nothing's come in.
No, that's because we reject PAC money.
That's right. We have high standards.
That's right. We have high standards. We just don't accept money from any Russian oligarch for $500,000. What the hell are you thinking?
That's right. Don't send us any vodka. We don't want any
vodka.
That's right.
Mark is not putting up his $9 million apartment in Manhattan so we can be on the air because we tell the truth the American way.
Well, you know the problem is when you write that check for $500,000 and you put bribe in the memo section. Oops! Oh, they won't notice.
Bribe to Trump.
or blood money. Yeah.
You know, bribe to Trump campaign in commas for what's that called?
Hush money, Stormy.
Yeah, for that. No, for. Fuck me. All right. Anyways, it was a good one.
It'll come
and we'll wait for you. No, for obstruction. There you go. Have like the little commas there. This $500,000 and for obstruction for 2016 presidential campaign. God. All right, that went all the way around the barn for about nothing. Anyways, we are here today for you. Here are the Sports Authorities, the only place not bought and paid for by anybody with our high authority, our high
standards.
That's right. We are not experts. We are authorities.
That's right. We're at least one better.
We wipe our feet on the experts.
That's right, and other things. And that's why we're here today. You won't hear us say like they do on basketball. Oh, my God. Did you hear that? Did you hear Charles Barkley, who the Pistons should hire?
No.
I think that they should hire Isaiah Thomas. It would be a nice reunion back to have.
And then, oh, Isaiah.
And then Shaq is like, oh, yeah, huh? Thanks, Shaq. Thanks, Shaq. You know, I mean, the new Al.
Oh, almost like Al.
Yup.
Yup.
Why in God's green earth for a man who has not had any success after his playing days, actually drove a whole league out of business, you know. Everybody goes, well, yeah, there was a circus in New York, but you got to look past that. He was the ringleader. He was the dude. Isaiah Thomas, there's a reason that Davidson didn't want him. And if that's there, and it was always implied that it was like, we're not going to discuss it, but you're not coming back.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
Thanks, Shaq and Al. That's right. Shaq who? Anyways, what they evidently, it had allegedly something to do with gambling or something. Nobody really knows.
No.
But there's some screwed up stuff going in Isaiah's head, and he is so unique. Pathological, actually. I mean, he looks like a hell of a guy. Do not go underneath that surface. But what you can do over the surface is you can say hello to the fine CPA that we have here, the Super CPA, Ken Pocket. Hiya, Kenny.
Hi, John, and hello to everybody out there in Stan Van Gundy land.
That's right, and if you see the SVG, you can say hello when you say hello to our sports director here at CKWR Radio 76, Mark the Good Back Milicek. Hiya, Mark.
Hi, John. Hi, Kenny. Hi, everybody out there. And, yeah, if you happen to see Stan, tell him hi for us.
Well, tell him to come on in. We're going to have an exclusive interview scheduled with him.
Yeah. If you see him, tell him to... You know, tell him to get his butt moving now, you know, because it takes him a while to get it going.
I know, it's kind of like one of those weebly things that you have to kind of whoop. Anyways, talking about whoop.
The thing that I don't get about it, though, is Gore goes and he makes this statement, okay, about how he's replacing Van Gundy and about how Van Gundy did such great work for the Pistons and their much stable situation. No, and, he gutted this team.
And he did great for the city?
Yeah, what the hell's all that?
What did he do for Detroit? You know, did he get the schools up better? Did he get the crime rate down?
Well, he certainly helped the economy by having lunch at the Coney Islands down there every day.
Jesus, God, can you imagine? It's going to be like this, the big sales cheat. Dunk, nothing.
He did attribute, he did help to, you know, attribute to the empty seat fund at the Pizza Arena.
Yeah, he did. He did his best to keep people away.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he must have had a gig with Van, I was going to say Van Heusen. With Art Van to put those black, I mean, that's so stupid. I mean, if you didn't know that those red seats are now black seats, you know, it's no matter what color you have, on TV, the illusion is still the same. There's big chunks now of black areas.
And they're still... empty.
Yeah.
That's what they should do is...
Mark's got it right on the head, man.
They should run down to the clothing supply place and buy a bunch of mannequins and stick them in there.
Something. You know, or some inflatable datables or something. Or just get as many hookers as you can off the street. Hey, come on in.
Come on, Stormy.
Yeah. Come on, Rich Stormy.
Yes.
Yeah. Come on, Vice President Stormy. Jeez, ooh. You see the rack on that chair? I mean, she's not all that attractive, but good God, what a... Not like I'm into racks or nothing, but ooh-wee, Dougie. It's like, pay her the $130,000. Let her go on her way. She's already told her story.
Yeah.
You know, make her, if you just give her the $130,000 or whatever she's seeking, do it. Because her lawyer is outmaneuvering every single slappy that's over there in the White House right now.
Thing. You know what she's after? Publicity.
She wins.
She's got it.
And the lawyer guy, who, if you look underneath the surface, allegedly, is not all that fabulous either. He's just like Trump in certain regards.
She's basically racking up the... She's racking up the publicity.
There's something in the air today. Yes, she's racking up a lot. Elbow and rib. Oh, the Red Wings are right around the corner.
No, they're not.
Okay.
Well, you know, here's the thing, though. When you look at the Pistons, when you look at the Pistons, it's kind of like the Red Wings.
There you go. It went from the Stanley Cup to 2018.
Yeah.
But you look at the Red Wings and the Pistons, there's a couple things in common here.
They suck.
Not only that, but, you know...
I dig that.
Yeah.
That's for the next 20 years. That's what it's going to sound like. They had that majestic sound, you know? And now...
That's going to be the new horn when they score.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, it's going to have so much dust on it.
We won't have to worry about hearing that horn too often.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's going to be the new...
Can you have Bud Lynch?
The new pizza horn when they score. It's going to be the it's gonna be the kazoo.
That's so hardcore.
Well, you know, it could be the other button up top there.
Which one? You want the shut up?
No. Next door to it.
Yeah, I kind of like the...
Okay. Oh, the fart.
That's the skirt. Oh, you want the fart one? I'm sorry. I thought we were a classy organization.
Oh, well, we are.
All right.
It's a classy fart.
There you go. That's high tech.
Yeah.
There you go. It doesn't even smell, so. He goes past the leather on. He goes around the goaltender. He wrap around. He shoots. He scores. All right. Number 16. for your Detroit Red Wings. Can you imagine Bud Lynch? There's 1 minute to play in the quarter. There you go. We're now going into overtime. It's 4-on-4. They score.
You know, here's the thing, though. You hate the Wings. Some teams, you get the sense that they have a plan.
There is no plan nowhere.
And, you know, they're working the plan, whether you agree with the plan or not, or you think they're implementing it right or not. Mm. But they're at least working a plan to try to get to a championship. Other teams go from year to year, marking time. Players come, players go. Coaches come, coaches go. Both the Red Wings and the Pistons, I think, are in that year-to-year mode. There's no plan. Okay?
No.
If you had a plan, I guess my question is, Ken Holland's been around a long time. Have you seen any sense of a plan in the last 10 to 15 years?
There has been no plan with the Red Wings since they implemented the salary cap.
Exactly. They're just marking time.
Well,
Pistons, what's the plan?
Oh, there isn't. Gores doesn't care. Here's the story. You picked up the Pistons for, like, what, 327? 325. They're worth 1.1 right now.
Yeah.
Peace out.
Yeah.
That's what this guy does. He buys Pitney Bowes. He buys these places that are hitting the skids, and then he just turns around. There has never, ever, ever been one human being that's an investment banker that's worth a shit at all, ever. You know, they're there to just take what they want, get what they want, screw everybody else. I've never seen a business, have you, where an investment banker... I don't know why they call it banker.
Actually cares about something.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That they come in, they go, okay, we can turn this place around, make it better, make the employees better, and away we go. You know, not, man. They come in, they just, I've never, ever seen it happen. You know, so this guy, Goss, is worth tons of cash, tons of the big K, and he doesn't even come to Detroit. He comes to Detroit on occasion, throws a couple of T-shirts in the audience, and walks away. You never really hear him sit down and talk. The big thing about the Red Wings, though, it's not about the cap deal, but you also lost Scotty Bowman, you know?
Yeah.
And you even lost Stevolano, you know? And these two guys were the hockey brains of the thing.
Absolutely.
It was just a perfect storm that it came in with the cap deal, you know, and then they actually had a thing. But boy, oh boy, look what happened when these guys went. Follow Scotty, you'll follow success in hockey, wherever he goes, wherever he went.
Right, and they should have kept a certain individual before he went to Tampa Bay.
True that.
Mr. Yzerman.
Yeah, but don't worry, he'll come back.
Yeah, that's right. Just as soon as Cespedes comes back, as soon as his contract's up.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, I mean, Crinkley's coming back, too.
Yeah.
He's asking for a trade, matter of fact. He's going into Houston and going, hate this winning crap. I got to get back to Detroit.
Yeah, I hate my 1.04 earn run average down here. You guys suck down here.
Yeah, I mean, really, what do I got behind me? Hitting, good fielding. I can't stand this.
Yeah. And this goddamn World Series ring.
You see how
heavy this damn thing is?
Yeah, enough of this.
And he's probably yelling at George Springer in right field, what the hell are you doing getting six hits in one game?
Yeah.
Stop that shit.
That's just throwing me off, man. You know, I got to get back to where I hurt myself or I'm not really counted on, and so people can bitch about my salary and how I don't do worth a shit.
Yeah, I want to go play for a team as a real right fielder like Castellanos.
There you go. But he's got potential.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want my Miggy back.
When is he getting back anyways? But boy, what did we tell you? I mean, you can go back on the tapes here and stuff. John Hicks. Watch out for that guy. I mean, if you could put him every day, and I don't know where you put him, frankly. It's another one of Detroit people. Where do you put somebody like that?
Well, you know what? We sure do need a designated hitter, don't we?
Yeah.
I mean, I took a look at Victor Martinez's numbers a day or two ago. I lined him up against last year's, same. It all projects out the same. The ratios are the same. Everything's the same. Power is the same. Remember how horrified we were last year at the terrible year he had. This year's the same damn thing.
You know, it's kind of interesting. He had a 2 RBI single yesterday. Now, if you can knock somebody in from first and third, you should be able to leg it out to two to second base. He barely, and I mean barely, made it to first.
Uh-huh.
You know, heaving and hoving all the way up there. You know, he was almost going to do a head first slide, but that's as soon as he put his bat down. You know, who was it? Was it Prince that tried to slide?
Yeah.
They were so far away from the bag.
Yeah.
Ooh! You know, doesn't actually work that way, kiddies. But now what's happening is that Gardenhire is starting to become lionized. He's seeping in that business of, well, that's baseball, you know, and you know who that, where that came from, Ass Smith. You know, yeah. Oh, that's baseball. That's yeah, no, that's on me. Boy, we got to coach him up a lot better. I mean, Iglesias, he's going, what do I have to do to get traded? I mean, he's bitching back at the guy.
Yeah.
You know, he's, you know, questioning in the papers this guy, you know. But then again, you know, the Tigers missed two pitchers on the DL.
Yeah.
So what do? They go down to Toledo, and they purchase outright a shortstop's Cosma contract.
Yeah, Cosma.
What the hell?
And Cosma used to play with the Cardinals, and he can't hit.
As what?
It was a shortstop.
Why do we have him?
I couldn't tell you.
We need another. We need, if two pitchers go down, basic thought is two pitchers come up.
Well, the reason is because of the schedule. They don't need a fifth starter until next week. So they figure they add another position player for a few days, and then they'll bring up a pitcher for next week.
So why bring
up... the question is, who are you going to have start? Unless they start... some speculations, they'll start Blaine Hardy, because he was a starter down in Toledo before they brought him up. So they may have him start for a couple of games, and then bring up a relief pitcher. Because, frankly, there's nothing down there that you want to bring up anyway.
Well, you can't...
And they're planning... they're planning on using Blaine Hardy, because... He's been pitching very well down in Toledo.
Which means what?
Which means that he's been pitching very well in Toledo.
Yeah, but here we go. Toledo. I
mean, yeah.
Tigers. Tigers.
He's
the distance between Toledo and Detroit seems to be shortening as we speak, you know?
Right.
Well, he's good at striking out the Hershey Bears.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, here comes. Did you see the next 31 games for Detroit?
Oh, it's horrible.
Whee!
You know, you're already in free fall now because Cabrera's not playing. Now you lost a starter. And you have, had like two wins in the last week?
Yeah, and how many did you boot? Two of them?
Yeah.
You know, easily. I mean, you're what? Detroit 16 and 20?
14 and 20.
14 and 20. Okay.
You're giving them too much of a benefit of the doubt.
I know. Well, I was trying to get those two that they booted. But, you know, I like Gardenhire, and I like your pitching coach. Legendary Lloyd, I have no use for it.
No.
None. I don't get him, and you might as well bring back
Wally Joyner.
Huh.
Mayo Smith.
Well, I'll tell you this. Here's a thought experiment. In an all-star game, every team has to be represented.
Oh.
Who would you take from the Tigers?
The bad boy.
Who's the guy that sells the hot dogs?
The hot dog guy.
There you go. He's in.
I mean, a lot of people would say Castellanos. So
no.
Good batting average. How many home runs does he have? Two? Three? I think he's got three now.
But he's got three triples, though.
Yeah, but which should have been home runs.
I mean, as far as I can see, maybe Leonis Martin might be the best candidate.
You might be. You know, I mean, I like him, too. I
wouldn't take any of the pitchers, not even Fulmer.
No. Oh, Fulmer. Fulmer should have been gone last year.
Yeah.
By far, he should have been gone last year. You know, but for some god reason, why are you holding on to him? We're not going to be doing anything for another 3-4 years anyways, which puts him at what?
They're waiting for the best deal possible.
Exactly. They're waiting for that franchise-changing deal.
Yeah. So they can get 18 prospects from somebody, and none of them will develop into anything.
Well, they're waiting for somebody to clean out their farm system for them.
Yep.
Yeah, well, see, that's what we're going to do. We're going to wait till we see who the pennant folks are, when the pennant race really shakes out, then those people will be desperate for pitching, for a fresh arm.
They're going to think they're going to get another Verlander.
Yeah, well, we'll come pick our pocket again.
Right.
I mean, what did we get for Verlander?
Nothing yet.
And how much did we pay?
I mean, we got something, but nothing's developed into anything that we could use yet.
Well, obviously. I mean, the guys you got are too young. Anyway, but the point being,
but what are they doing?
Wind up eating $8 million a year on Verlander.
Yeah.
And the guy's lights out, and he's helping Houston. Houston's, at this point, they're in happy land.
Oh, hell yeah.
Won the World Series because they got Verlander, and now they're watching him pitch away. Like man, he's throwing those pitches up there, and the hitters are going, ooh, that's crinkly. Jeez, I can't hit that.
That's right. What a screwball.
Yeah. Now you see all these other pitchers going out getting groin surgery.
Yeah, really.
Get getting, the crinkly.
No, you know? All you have to do is get the fat chick to jump on them. Yeek! You know?
That's wow.
You got to put a donut on your dick so she goes down on it, chomp.
Man, that pitch looked like it came right around the corner.
It was coming in and it turned left.
That's what it is. Well, no, but if he lays down, it looks like a submarine thing, you know, like a periscope. A periscope, here you go. But, I mean, if you got a fat chick that's going to be jumping on your crank like that, no wonder why you're going to pitch well every 5 days. You know, holy crap. Well, shall we go to number five?
Number five.
What's number five? Oh, yeah, about Major League Baseball playing everywhere in the world. Now they're going to have the Red Sox and the New York Yankees playing in London.
Well, they just got done with Puerto Rico.
That went well.
Didn't it, though?
Why are you doing this? I mean, it's baseball. We're not going to have a team in London. Are you guys trying to be following the NFL?
Yeah, apparently that's their thing is, hey, NFL's doing so well, we have to do what they do.
Why is London a hotspot for American sports? It ain't.
No.
And you're not going to have anybody there, so you might as well put them in Winnipeg, who's busting ass. Kitties.
Or Moose Jaw.
Or Medicine Hat.
That's right.
Sudbury.
Yes.
Did you see that thing about the... I mean, you know better than anybody else, Mark. Ever see those commercials about that Kraft Hockey Town or Hockey Land or whatever
Kraft,
that is?
Kraft Hockeyville.
Hockeyville, there you go.
That's right.
That's why you're the sport director here.
That's right.
Did you see what that's all about? That's cute as hell.
Now, since Canada had one of those, now the United States has got one like that too now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's right.
I'm going to that one.
And I can't remember, was it a team from a city from South Dakota or something won it this year in the United States or something?
It's cute. They were showing the one in Canada is right over here. It's almost by London or something. It's by Windsor, but a little bit west. It's a little dinky-doo little city.
Right.
You know, little Canadian, I guess, farm. I don't know what they do there. And they have this, like, 1950s-style arena, you know. And now, all of a sudden, whoosh, here comes money. Here comes new seats. Here comes, you know, because I think Toronto's playing there, aren't they, for the exhibition game?
Yeah, I think it's Toronto and
Winnipeg,
or Ottawa, or something. Yeah,
Ottawa.
What the winner of this gets is like $100,000 or $150,000 worth of upgrades for their hockey arena.
Yeah,
and then they get an exhibition game from two professional hockey teams.
I sincerely do believe that's cuter than doing the outdoor thing now. I think that's great. Go to some little rinky-dink, little tinky-tanky town that plays hockey. Because the whole thing is that, how does that work? You have to send something to Kraft or something?
Yeah, you enter your city in there, and then they vote on it, and then whoever gets the most votes, they just keep eliminating until they get the final three or something.
But if you're a little dinky-doo city, how do you get the most votes?
Well,
you know, why don't you just have Warren, Michigan do it, the third largest city in Michigan? You know, with million per people or how many they got, you know, you're going to easily smack down Moose Jaw, you know. So how do these people win?
It has something to do with a voting thing. You can go online and do a voting thing, but I guess you can vote as many times as you want. So, you know, I guess.
Stuff.
Yeah, maybe they got some computer whiz guy that you can do a mass voting thing or something. Who knows?
Vote early, vote off.
It's cute. Yeah. I mean, this arena screams for $150,000 of improvement.
And also, huge. I think you know what the two teams do that play in that. I think they do a little meet and greet thing. You know,
it's beautiful. That if of all the stupid stuff that Bettman does, it takes Kraft. Makes me want to have some cheese.
Yeah, it takes Kraft to do something that the NHL can't think of doing.
Should have done.
Yeah,
because the NHL is giving them like nothing. They're giving them like $5. Here you go, in a box of popcorn from Mr. Bettman to you. You know, you're such a great city. But it's cute.
But it's a $20 box of popcorn.
Yeah, they're going to charge them an extra $15. But it's smart. I mean, my God, what buzz does that create? What kind of free publicity you couldn't buy, you know, for Kraft, for the NHL, for this little dinky-doo city, You know, because the thing's like somewhere in September or something, like, isn't it? October?
Yeah, it's during the exhibition season where, and the thing about it is, you know, these rinks, you know, the players don't have like a locker room.
No.
You know, to you know, get dressed. And, you know, it's not like the Air Canada Center or Pizza Arena where they got the luxury, you know, music playing and the whole, you know, locker room and the lockers and crap. It's just a little area where they get dressed and stuff. Excuse me, but, you know, they do the little meet and greet, and they, you know, they go by the fans and, you know, do the high fives and stuff through the, you know, through the little corridors and stuff. It's like a little, you know.
It's cute as hell.
Yeah.
It's like really playing back when you were in the Mites.
Right.
Or Squirts or something like that.
Right.
Because that's what these, I'm surprised this arena's big enough, I mean, ice-wise, to play.
The ice rinks, you know, are made the 60 by, you know, the standard size rinks. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's almost amazing. I mean, because, like, I think on the outside of this thing, it's kind of like that really funky Pollock green, you know, you see, like, in Hamtown. You know, it's kind of faded and it has some kind of bizarre S.
Yeah. In a lot of these places, you know, it looks like the old red barn on the outside.
Yeah,
you know?
The red barn. I mean, because literally this thing's from the 50s, but evidently this is like the center of the city because this is where Bob and the Magic Tones play and all the little, you know, like the little minor country folks come in and play.
Right. In some of these places, you know, they have the story of, you know, the guy that owns the hardware store. He's the guy that runs the Zamboni in the morning, or whatever.
Yeah, and Mrs. Maurice is the one who plays the organ.
Right.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah, you know, and Mrs. Smith is the one that runs the concession stand, you know.
Mrs.
And
Good Cookie. Yeah.
You know, so, you know, that's the kind of stuff, you know, Batman, this is the kind of stuff that you should
well
be thinking
done.
Of. You know, you dumbass, you should be thinking of stuff like this instead of doing crap with your rules and all that other junk, you idiot.
Do you think, and Mark, you know better than anybody else, do you think that the outdoor arena thing's played?
Yeah, because they're getting too many of them. Now they're getting, you know, one a year or whatever. Okay, you know, it was nice, but now you're getting one in the fall, one, you know, before Christmas, the New Year's game, and then two more after that. Yeah, it's getting to the point where
you lose the novelty.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
And that's the same with baseball with interleague play. At first, it was a novelty. Now it's just something you do.
Yeah.
Just because you want to do it now.
Yeah. Now you have series against another division.
Right.
And
then
side.
And now you're starting the year out like that.
Yeah. Because you have odd number teams,
right.
There's always interleague play somewhere.
Right.
Yep. If you got to even this thing out for baseball, you need one more team. So we don't have to do the interleague thing. Who do you get a franchise to? I say Hamilton.
Bring back Montreal.
Cool. They still have Expo Stadium, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Badass.
And Toronto plays games there.
They do exhibition games there just to, you know, promote baseball over in Canada.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe they want...
I mean, once you have a Vancouver team while you're out there.
Well, you know what they could do is they could put a team in London and a team in Tokyo.
I mean, London, real London, not London, Ontario.
Yeah,
right.
You know? Yeah, so they can have, you know, fly teams over there so they can have jet lag and baseball be really good.
Yeah.
That's what they should have. They should have a baseball team in Hamilton just to screw the NHL over. Because these people want a team. They want a play. So if there's some way that you can have that badass auditorium and make it into a baseball diamond.
That's right. Just take Cops Arena and just cut the top off.
There you go. Or just leave it, you know, and just let the ball hit it and call it a double.
Just make it another Tropicana Field.
Oh my God!
If it hits the catwalk, it's a double.
You would steal the NHL forever. You know these people would not watch another game. They would not go to another Toronto game. They would not do nothing because now this is their new toy.
Yeah, you know? they'll just rename it Bettman Field.
There you go. I think that'd be smart. I mean, Hamilton. God damn, give Hamilton something, won't you?
Bettman. You know, you need to expand hockey into Canada. At least another team.
Yeah.
You know, at least one more.
Give it to them. Who cares if they're so close to each other? As somebody who is as well as versus they are in the Leafs, do you sincerely think that somebody would say, "Oh, Hamilton's here. I cannot go to another Leaf game."
The Leafs sell out every freaking game. Not like Pizza Pizza Arena. They will sell out every game, even though you have a team in Hamilton. Mr. Bettman. I'm trying to be nice here. I'm calling you Mr. Bettman.
Not me, dickhead.
I'm thinking something else.
But yeah, there's nobody in Toronto that dresses up like an empty seat, huh?
You suck.
That's right. No matter if the team has got 3 wins out of 40 games, they will still go, Mr. Bettman.
Yeah, I mean, really, I know their big deal is, well, you're close to Buffalo, you're close to Toronto, you know, you're going to suck off all kinds of different people. No, you won't. Leafs fans are different animals. You know, nobody goes to Buffalo anyways, and I sincerely do not believe that people are going to drive up from Buffalo and Long Island to go to Hamilton, you know.
Mr. Bettman.
Dickhead.
When
you
Toronto
suck.
Goes to Buffalo, guess what? It's a home game for Toronto. Because even Buffalo fans don't even go there.
Yeah, so, I mean, Buffalo time has come and gone. I mean, I'm sure everybody in the division with Buffalo goes, thank God you guys are here so we won't be last. You know, they're like the NHL version of Kansas City. Thank you.
Ever since Gilbert Perreault, Rennie Robert,
and French Connection.
Yeah, the French Connection left.
Richard Martin.
Richard, I couldn't remember his first name. But, yeah, ever since they left, Buffalo's been nothing.
And Dale Hawerchuk.
Oh, Dale Hawerchuk, too.
Yeah, he was good.
How many teams have fallen like that, like Buffalo? Because at one time, Buffalo had that, like, 3-year spurt.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, had the Islanders had, too. I mean, bring in Al Arbor, and here we go. You know, Ann Arbor, his
brother.
The
Islanders were great for about a decade.
Yeah.
Buffalo had their little bit of a run when they had Dominic Hasek there. But other than that...
Bye. Thanks a lot.
And if you think Jack Eichel is going to take you to the promised land,
bye.
Just jump off the jump in Niagara Falls now because it ain't working.
So your question is what? That there are teams that had a run, but they've been terrible for a long
time.
Yeah,
I mean,
you look at the Pirates. Other than the little blip they had about 2 or 3 years ago, where they actually made the wild card one time and lost, and that was it. Kansas City had a 2 or 3 year blip, but they're back down in the toilet again.
Yeah,
right.
God, you're trying to.
I'd like to say Cleveland Browns, but they've never had their.
They never had a blip.
No.
White Sox at one time.
Yep, that's a good point. Yep.
You know, they were like, geez. I mean, Minnesota is like up and down. You know, just like fatty and crinkly. I'm trying to think of anybody else that's on that side. Colorado, they've always tried. They've always been bubbling under the top 100, but they never actually make a move.
Yep, the Colorado's had either the hitting or the pitching. Mostly the hitting, and their pitching has usually let them down.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're pitching in zero air, you know.
Yeah,
well,
I mean, it's really hard to keep good pitching in Colorado because a pop-up is
450
feet.
It's hard to tell what good pitching looks like because that stadium turns good pitching into bad pitching.
Oakland Athletics, they had that little section.
But, boy, they were good for a long time.
Mm-hmm. They're always competitive.
The Sal Bando.
And they're coming back, too.
Good luck, you know, until they go to Las Vegas. Because, really, if you're a team, I cannot believe that the folks in Oakland are not jumping to get to Vegas. Because look at how well they're doing with the Golden Knights. This is a fan base that's loyal beyond belief. Or they're just a big bunch of hockey folk.
I've never seen so many people painted in gold.
Awesome, awesome, awesome move. When everybody thought this isn't going to work so well. But I'm telling you, you give all the money to Gallant right now. Whatever he wants, re-sign him, whatever he needs. If you can get all these castaways, you know, to gel as a team, and what they're going to the finals, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Yep.
They're waiting to see who wins between Winnipeg and Nashville.
Can I go Winnipeg?
I liked Winnipeg up until they got their butt kicked the other night. So now it's 3-3 going back to Nashville. So
yeah, but I mean, are they going to be that much into the crowd?
Winnipeg's won 2 out of 3 in Nashville, so I don't know.
I think if it wasn't for the Golden Knights, Winnipeg would be the story. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Because really, what do you got now? You got Ovechkin and Bruins.
No, Ovechkin and Tampa Bay.
Oh, Tampa Bay. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, Marchand. You can't kiss nobody and lick anybody because you're done, idiot.
I mean, that is like, that's going to be really good hockey, but it's going to be a drag to watch. You know? Now, you got the Golden Knights Boy, if you got the Golden Knights in Winnipeg, wow, you got a story on both sides. The last Canadian team.
Yep.
A Canadian team that was dormant for so long.
Yeah, they haven't won anything since...
Ever.
Team Mussolini played over there.
What did they win then?
And he didn't win anything.
Yeah.
And they were just decent team when Solani was there.
Right. So, boy, that's a pick 'em. I mean, as you have it on both sides, and they're still doing the thing about, well, we're playing for all the people that got shot at the concert. Bless your heart, man. I mean, if that's a draw, way to go. But, boy, oh, boy, to be first. You know what? If knowing the NHL as well as both of you know, you think about what those fans are going to be next year, you know, when the Golden Knights are not going to creep up on anybody. And if they get, like, a hangover, you know, it's like, is there going to be a huge letdown in Vegas next year?
Well, see the thing about it is a lot of the guys that they picked in the draft, a lot of the guys are on their last year of contracts, too.
Ooh.
And they are close to the salary cap. So a lot of them are becoming free agents and whatever, but they have a lot of draft choices coming up in this year's draft. So
yeah, but you're picking where?
99th. Oh, they're going to be down at the end. So you know, this team could either be really good next year or they could be at the other end depending on who comes back and who they re-sign and whatever. So it could go either way.
Interesting, though, if you're the player there, you were cast off from your team. You were thrown under the bus and peace out you. Somehow, some way, you're doing better than the team you came from, unless you came from those other three teams that are still in it. You know. So do you take the home? And the crowd is unbelievable. It's almost hockey town crazy over there. You know, so do you take the hometown discount to stay in Vegas where it's warm and nice year-round? Well, not really nice sometimes when it's 115, but it's a dry 115.
But, you know, play in the summer.
Yeah, right. So do you stay there? Because, I mean, if they're close to the cap, you know, your goaltender wants a little bit of money. Because, really, think about it. You stay in there because your goaltender's badass.
You know? Want to talk about cast-off.
Yeah, huge. You know, I mean, he's got to be sharking around Pittsburgh now going, who's still in, buddies? Thanks for trading me. Thanks for throwing me under the bus.
And basically, Pittsburgh gave them a draft choice
to take him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, because that's got to be more helpful.
Because Pittsburgh wanted that $6 million off of their salary cap.
So how many more years does he have? He's got a few.
He's got a couple of years probably left.
So he's safe. So there's your building point right there, because he's standing on his head. You know, I bet you he's never heard cheers like this before. The cool thing about being a Golden Knight is there's no pressure on you. There's no expectation. So when you win, oh, my God, or when you blow a play, they're not as cool over there maybe as they would be in Pittsburgh and when they knew that you blew an assignment. You know, these people just want to show you love, so why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you take a 1 year, you know, contract if you're expiring? You know, boy, it's going to be close, though, man. If they're close to the ceiling that close.
Yeah, because when they had to choose who they were taking, they had to take the salary to go with it, you know. So, I mean, if they took a $4 million guy, they took a, you know, they take the salary that goes along with it. So it's like, okay, well, this guy's $4 million, this guy's $2 million, this guy's... But
what a way to build, though, because if you bought everybody that was $500,000, just some kind of crappy guy, just so you could farm a team, you know? I mean, yeah, they took a hell of a hit, it's true that you have a goaltender, you have a coach, bingo, and now you build around. And I think somehow, some way, they all bought into Gallant's, you know, coaching. How did that guy become such a great coach? Because think about where he was before. He took a team out of the Dublums and turned them into be good. Yep. How did he get passed over?
Yeah, and how did he get left
By the bus.
By the bus, and yeah. Oh, you're not getting on the bus. Get yourself a taxi.
What a sad, sad story that was. I mean, that was almost a Hallmark movie where this guy is out with his little briefcase, and it starts to rain, and then the bus goes past, and there he is.
Splash. Still
yeah. Splash. Yep. Waiting for the Uber guy to come, and then he gets robbed. You know, yeah. What a story. And now from rags to riches, you know, this guy, unanimously coach of the year?
Yes.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yes.
I couldn't imagine anybody else that would even come close.
But now, wouldn't you think a certain team that plays in Pizza Arena would have thought about taking him?
Absolutely not.
Nope.
Because, look, the team that they have there now, they have a plan, and they're building for the future, right?
It's the process.
Because you got Ken Holland, you got Mike Blashill. I mean, what more do you need? Come on now.
It's the corner. They went to the playoffs 25 years in a row. That's a quarter of a century, Sad.
So they still have another 23 years to miss the playoffs before they
even it out.
Right. So why worry about it?
Well, we're going to stack draft picks.
Because for 23 years, yes.
There you go. One of these years we'll make the lottery.
And by the end of this run, they'll have every pick in the first round.
Yeah.
Think how glorious that's going to be.
Well, somehow, some way that it's unique, and I don't know how they did it, but they brought back Russ Thomas, and so as soon as Holland goes, Russ is coming in.
Ned Harkness.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean.
He'll hire Stan Van Gundy as a special assistant.
Yeah, really. Or Brad Park as assistant coach.
Yeah.
Wow.
They can even have Osmus participate, too.
Yeah. Really.
You want to talk about a group of cacks.
Oh.
They're all surrounded.
We're gonna get Assholeness back?
Yes.
Yeah, but we can also bring him back Les Moss for only two games.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? I would put a 44 through my head if I had that situation. Yes, Les, you've been with us for years and years and years. Here's your shot. You get to be the manager of a Major League Baseball team. Yeah, we just got Spark Anderson. Hey, thanks a lot for playing. Bye.
Yeah, you did a wonderful job.
Yeah, really. And here's the take-home game for you, so you can play along at home. Oh, man. He was just like humming.
Yeah.
You know, what happened to me? I mean, after waiting and grooming, and then all of a sudden, how many games did he really play? About a month?
No, it's about middle of June, I think.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, thank you.
And have a nice day. The team was like a game over 500 or something.
Yeah, but it was his first year.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, it wasn't that they had a losing record.
No.
It was about 500. You know, and as we know in Detroit, that means you're competitive.
Right. Yeah, really. Yeah, because every goddamn newscaster or sportscaster goes, well, they're at 500. Well, they're only two games under 500. Yeah. Well, they're five games over 500. 500 is not a magical mark.
Right.
At all, ever, means you're mediocre. It means you're crap. No team has ever won anything at 500. You know? How many games? So he was there for... Because I'm trying to think. Did Cincinnati fired Sparky, right?
Correct.
And like that's
a year,
how we got
him? A year or two before.
Then why did it take so long for...
I don't know. I don't know when they hired Musk, why they didn't hire Sparky then. I have no idea.
It's kind of like, at one time, though, they were saying that if... the Capitals would have went out. They would have got Trotz, you know, to take over for Blashill. Because Washington was going to kick the shit out of Trotz. And so it's like, look, dude, we gave you everything. You've got this far, and you've always gone out in the first round. You know, he's got a track record. He can coach.
Vigneault's got a track record, too. I don't understand why they wouldn't go after him either.
Who?
Alain Vigneault.
Alain Vigneault.
Because I can't understand his name. It's more like Vineyard. I mean, you got to have something.
Because, again, that was the deal they cut with Judge Judy. They have to keep these guys. Otherwise, Judge Judy would overturn that season and give them all those victories. They can't have that because it would screw up their draft position.
There you go. Next. That's right. Absolutely positive.
See how it all works together?
Here it is. I just read it there at page number 362. You know,
but you see how this stuff all works together. It's part of the plan.
Just wait.
The master plan.
I feel pretty bad about Golden Knights because here is the... No, it's not Detroit! You know? Here is the Stanley Cup. No! You know, so all of a sudden Holland comes running out on the ice in Las Vegas. Thank you. And beelines it out of there.
Thank you very much.
He's not even going to get that out. It's just like he's going to do the Heisman pose and he's out of there. Thanks a lot for the cup. Appreciate it. Peace out. Nice place you have here. Bye. You know, where is that stadium anyways in Vegas? Is it in downtown?
Yeah, it's got to be close to downtown, yeah. T-Mobile Arena.
Brilliant. And how long is they, you know, how good can that ice be? Man, oh, man, they got to really.
Well, evidently they got it figured out pretty good because there hasn't been any games canceled or anything because of any ice issues. But then they don't have a basketball team there either.
Who's the next team to go to Vegas? Who's the next league? You got NASCAR.
Well.
Ooh, did you see that? NASCAR is looking for a buyer? Ew. The France family's going out because what's happening is that the aging demographic, which means us, you know, here, I'll give you a, there you are. You know,
unfortunately, you know, in a few years, that's exactly what we'll be doing. Right where it depends.
Yeah, how about you? Oops, sorry. Anyways, how is, you know, yeah. Yeah, we get to actually sound like Illich. Anywho.
Take that, NASCAR.
They were doing the deal where all of a sudden that NASCAR time, like we were talking about those other teams, has come and gone. So now there's like media places like ESPN and like Comcast and whatever wants to, you know, looking to buy NASCAR. I don't know why, because I don't know who sits through 500 laps. They can barely sit through 9 innings, you know.
Yeah.
You have to have some kind of cheerleaders for football. And I don't know anybody who watches a full football game anymore, except for you. Well, you have to. It's part of the job being the sport director here.
Yeah.
You know? Hell, you sit through everything. You sit through SpongeBob and the credits. I mean, you probably even know the Ahoy Mateys thing.
And soccer.
That's true. Morning soccer.
If you
that's
can
right.
sit through soccer, man.
Yeah, and not even the high-level soccer, the soccer that's like played in Seattle.
I got to go put my cap on so I can tip it.
That's cute as hell, Lassie. There you go. But, well done anyways, but who goes there? I mean, would you take the Oakland team, the Raiders?
Well, that's the next team that's scheduled to go to.
Yeah, if that ever works out. Yeah.
But I think you're going to find an NBA team there faster than you're going to find, because if you can put the planks down on the... I mean, you've got evidently a sports-crazy town. Maybe, you know, because forever and always you never had any of this. You only had the glitz and glamour crap.
The thing about it is, you know, Bettman in his weird-ass way of doing things, you know, the expansion is supposed to go to Seattle, and then once the expansion goes to Seattle for hockey... They want to bring back the Supersonics for basketball.
Well, wait just a second here. You're going to expand the NHL into Seattle.
Why?
Which is just down the road from Vancouver, but you can't put a team in Hamilton. Explain that one to me.
That's what
That's
what I don't understand. This is Bettman thinking now. It's like you're going to go into Seattle where they don't have an arena. Okay, so now you're going to have to build an arena.
Yeah, but they love new arenas.
In Seattle, but you already have an arena built.
In Hamilton.
In Hamilton. You already have an arena built in Quebec.
Yeah.
But no, let's go into a city where you have to build an arena. So that means you have to wait to get that done. Then you're going to move an NBA team into that arena because... Really, I think their long-term goal is to, they want the NBA there. So let's just build both of them and put them in there.
Well, that's what you have when you have like a dual function, right. You know. Mm-hmm. Like you have, you know who. That had to be the fastest firing and the quickest go bye-bye we've ever heard. I mean, it's like this big flowery kind of thing. You're going, you're going, you're gone. Thanks for the city, loves you and all that stuff. And all Van goes is... Hey, no regrets. Bye. You know, because he was even, and I think we said this last week, he was already telling people, oh, I got enough money. I don't have to ever coach again. You know, okay, you're just telling the guy, hit me.
Yeah.
You know, fire me. It's like there's nothing you can stand on.
Well, really, What the goal was, they wanted to take away the general manager duties from him.
And he took that as a slight.
And he said, I'm not doing that. I came in here specifically to do two jobs.
And you sucked at both.
And the hell with it then.
Okay, bye.
Yeah.
Here's your $7 million bucks, man. I can absorb that.
Yeah.
But now, do both of you guys feel, starting with Mark, do both of you guys feel like there's a plan? Like they actually have names on a short list for either job?
I don't know who they could put in either position.
Rick Barry.
Well, I absolutely think that, you know, there are names on a short list. The problem is the names on the short list might be Paul Manafort, Kate Upton, and Isaiah Thomas.
Larry Frank.
Yeah, I mean, that's the part that scares me.
Okay? Here's the story.
Yeah, they may have a plan, but we've seen how they operate with their plans in the past. Any confidence here? So I always said about the Lions, okay, you know, we've seen who they hire before, so if you fire your current coach, you really think they're going to bring in Bill Parcells? Eh-eh.
Did you hear what they're talking about? Lambeer! No. Well, he's already coached successfully women's WNBA team about a decade ago.
Yeah.
You know, not impressive. Mahorn! Who? No.
No. Mahorn, you know, he'll get pissed off and beat up the referee.
He's not a big guy, though. Who we?
You know? Phil Jackson.
Here's the story. Don't get any coach under 6 foot. Because the Larry Frank, Van Gundy, Rothstein, all those idiots flared out fast. The Rothstein thing was the worst possible one ever. They've had many, many, many. But he was the worst because he went from the Chuck Daly school to a totally different vibe, and that team wasn't ready for it, you know. And it wasn't a good vibe either. It was my way or the highway kind of thing, where Chuck figured out everybody's. Chuck was a once in a lifetime. I mean, he really was. The reason why they won, they had talent, but boy, he knew how to get the best out of all of it, you know. Lambeer is no.
And the players respected him.
Yeah, big time. And they, I mean, it was a perfect wave because you're going into this brand new arena. You're going into Oakland County. Wait a minute, I know I got that somewhere.
Oakland money will work.
Well, yeah, Oakland's got money too.
Ton of it, and that place was packing. They didn't even know basketball. They just knew it was a new place, and they just wanted to be seen because, you know, the Red Fox was, you know, catering the food and all this stuff. Boy, did you see the slams that Little Caesars Arena is having for the people who are paying for the suites? Whee! They said, man, service is almost like... Oh, I'll give you one. There. They said that you don't even get seats. They had to figure out where to put club seats. You know, they said it was just a horrible idea. But now people are figuring it out. You rush that stadium up, and those seats are so awful. Plus, they were talking about, and you ran into this too, there is no parking. Even the closest parking at $40 a shot is you still have to do a lot of walking, you know?
Right.
So the whole thing with Detroit is there's a lot of people that feel uncomfortable down in Detroit. So they want a place where the palace, boom, boom, here's the parking lot, there's the palace, it's all fenced in, it's all good in Oakland County, you know, where you don't have to go through the urban Detroit situation.
Or even with JLA where you had the tunnel. You're enclosed in a tunnel.
Yeah, and you were walking with a bunch of good white people. Oh, my God. You know? And it was like, good. Yeah, you're walking in a tunnel way on top.
Yep.
Far away from Detroit.
Ignore the smell of the vomit. It's not really there.
Yeah, the pee, know? Yeah. And forget about those people that are banging over the side or those dudes smoking weed in the corner. I mean, that was an industrial-looking tube, wasn't it?
Yeah,
you know, or you can get on the people mover, mugger mover, and just zip around from Geek Town, you know? It's like, I don't know, you felt safe at Geek Town? I don't really feel not safe anywhere in Detroit. I mean, you just got to know where you're at, you know? But it's hard to be in Detroit for Little Caesars Arena, you know, for $40. Especially when you're going from the palace. You paid, what, 10, you know, and you knew your car was going to be there, and you didn't feel unsafe walking to your car. Because didn't you have to, like, walk with people out in a group when you walked out?
Right, yeah, because we parked, like, two blocks away, and then
$40.
Yeah, and then we're walking, and then we're walking through areas where, like, okay, the building's like half put together and
it's half gone. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you got the liquor store at the corner.
Yeah,
and
right.
And then you're walking around, and there's people, like, standing around, like, okay, now what the hell are you guys?
You got a gun?
Yeah, you guys standing here doing, like, what? It's like, yeah. Okay.
And there's not that many cops that are out there.
No.
You know? I mean, and that's the whole thing with Comerica, too. I mean, I don't think it costs $40 to park at Comerica, does it?
No. And you're parked right there. The parking structures right next to Comerica Park is
$20.
$20.
Yeah.
And that's like a bargain.
Right.
So where did they come up with $40 in a way? Supply and demand. But, I mean, the whole thing of Joe Louis, of Little Caesars is it's over. This is going to be, every year that's going to go in there, they're going to talk about how much this mistake was, just like they talked about Joe Louis was a mistake.
Yeah.
You know, as much as they're trying to bring some kind of District Detroit around, I don't understand that at all. What does that mean? You know? Give me a seat that's comfortable. From what I understand, too, and I haven't been there, the seats are closer together, you know?
Yeah, you get a cup holder.
Huh. And it's steep.
Yeah, it's very, that's what they're saying.
Upstairs. Upstairs is really steep. Leah got us tickets close to the wrestling, you know, the squared circle, so we were down close. I didn't have to do the big, you know.
Yeah.
The big steep walk.
Yeah, I mean, for $800 a seat, yeah.
No doubt. For 8 and 23 team,
yeah.
You know, no thank you. I mean, that's why, really, baseball is your best bargain if you're going to go.
Yeah.
You know, stay home, especially when you know you got a team that's going to be crap.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep, we'll just watch it on the CKIW big screen.
That's right. There you go, up in the sport lounge.
Yep.
Up in the middle floor.
That's right.
There you are. Nice bathrooms, plenty of fresh air.
Nice cold refreshments.
You don't have to wait in line to piss.
That's right.
That's right.
You can go anywhere you want.
That's right.
And then if we decide to leave, we'll just go in the CKIW limo.
There you go.
Or the chopper.
Or the traffic chopper.
New 76 traffic chopper. There it goes.
There must be some traffic somewhere.
Oh, look, they're putting out turkeys for those people to get the WKRP.
Oh, you know why it's going up? Because there's traffic on the Quinder.
It stopped dead again.
Oh, my God, that thing's going to run out of fuel.
It's going to be there at 696. Or 12 Mile and Ryan, because everybody can't get there. We're up in the sky. Wow, we must have, like, one of Vietnam style. We got this from Silverstein's. An old Huey. There it goes. We spare no expense here at CK.
Because we have high standards.
There we go. Talk about high standards.
We need to get one with the guns
on it. Like what? Like that one from... What's that, Black Hawk?
We need a Black Hawk helicopter.
What was the one with Ernest Borgnine that they had on TV? Yeah, it was one that one could go on silent and all that stuff. Huh? It had Jan Michael Vincent in it, and he was in it.
Stealth helicopter.
Yeah, it was supposed to be kind of like what Kit was for Knight Rider, and this was this whole thing. There she flies.
Well, if Ernest Borgnine was in it, you know it was... Top notch.
Yeah, talking about top notch. Super CPA Ken Pocket, what did we not talk about in 1 minute?
We actually didn't talk about Matt Harvey. Well, Matt Harvey kind of worked his way out of New York between sucking and having a bad attitude. I mean, you know, here's a guy who's trying to stay on the team. They say, well, we're going to move you to the bullpen. He carries on a big tirade and then goes out and gets drunk. So finally they said, we've had it with you, and we ship his ass to where? Probably the dregs of the Major League Baseball right now, the Cincinnati Reds. And holy cow, this guy is like the National League version of
Purgatory.
Anthony Gose.
But he can throw a ball upon which Anthony can't. Talking about throwing a ball, Mark Milicek, our sport director here today. What did we not talk about 1 minute?
Well, we can
talk about the helicopter.
It's Airwolf, by the way. Airwolf. That was the name of it. Okay, yeah.
Well, we can talk about Matt Ryan's quarterback of the Atlanta Falcons. We can talk about his 5-year, $150 million contract.
Oh, boy. Cha-ching.
Where did that come from? Wait a minute. I'll give you...
Bing.
I'll give you an yee-haw and a cha-ching.
Yeah.
How about a jackpot sound?
There we go.
Yeah, so, Mr. Ryan's paycheck is going to be a...
Why? Why did they give him so much cash?
I don't know, but that's probably going to start a spiral effect into Aaron Rodgers' contract and probably Carson Wentz's contract and probably a few more.
You can thank Detroit for starting this little deal.
Oh, yeah. Stafford's contract went into David Carr's contract, which went into Cousins' contract, and it just snowballs through the whole NFL. So.
Well, you know what? The Lions got a bargain because they got him first.
Yeah, there you go. It looks cheap now.
Everyone else is beating him now. Yeah.
Right, yeah. So this is just probably the first of many that's going to be happening pretty soon because Aaron Rodgers' contract comes up in the next year or two.
But he won't be playing anyway. Sorry about not playing. We got to play out of here. So for the Super CPA, Ken Pockin, and our sport director, Mark Milicek, John Sauer is saying it's time for us to get on the Airwolf, and we'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.